We are privileged to be able to celebrate the beautiful and luminescent Yom Tov of Chanukah. And the Gemara explains that during these special days, we of course have the mitzvah of the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, the kindling of the menorah. But in addition to the kindling of the menorah, the Gemara says it's also a time for Hallel. It's also a time in which we recite the beautiful celebratory prayer, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, we also add in Hodah, we add in gratitude, specifically in the bracha of Modim Shmona Esrei, we add in the section of Ala Nisim and Bimei Matesyo. And when one looks at the words of Ala Nisim, one finds something amazing. It says, Ala Nisim v'ala porkon v'ala gvuros v'ala chuos v'ala milchamos. We thank Hashem for the incredible miracles. We thank Hashem for the incredible salvation. But then in that same sentence, we also thank Hashem v'ala milchamos. Thank you for the wars. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asks a simple question. Why would we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wars? Thank you for the miracles, for sure. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you for the redemption. But thank you for the wars? And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something so incredibly profound and beautiful. And he explains that a Jew recognizes that the challenges we experience are a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. You see, no one really wants this kind of gift, and no one asks this kind of gift. And when we're experiencing the quote-unquote gift, we often have questions of why me, why us? But after we go through the milchama, after we go through the wars of life, we recognize how they contribute to the totality of our spiritual personality. Then we recognize that it is only through the wars of life that we experience growth. It is only through the challenges of life that we self-actualize. It is only through adversity that we get to experience and understand who we truly are. You know, last night, the first night of Chanukah, I was zocha to be by the Kotel, and I was there with Rabbi Lau, Yisrael Meir Lau, and Defense Minister Gans was there, and they lit the first ner, the first candle by the menorah. And for the first night, they invite the widows of soldiers of Tzahal and the orphans, women who lost their husbands, children who lost their fathers, and they invite them to be there for that more intimate kindling. Truth is, the crowds are really kept out. It's really just them. And you saw, so I was standing at a distance watching this incredible hadlaka, the chief rabbi kindling the menorah, surrounded by widows, surrounded by orphans. And you hear the words, Ala Nisim, thank you Hashem for the miracles, but also thank you for the battles, thank you for the wars. Because it is only through the adversity and the difficulty that Am Yisrael is able to survive. It is only because of the difficulty and the adversity that we are able to truly understand who we are. To be clear, no one wants the milchamos of life. But at a time of Chanukah, we take a step back and we reflect. And we thank Hashem for the wonderfully sweet things. We thank Hashem for the wonderfully beautiful things. We thank Hashem for the pach shemen, the little cruse of oil that remained lit for 8 days. We thank Hashem for the beautiful and wonderful and sweet miracles that we experience every single day. But as in this Yom Tov of Chanukah, we also thank Hashem for the milchamos. I don't want the wars. I don't want the trials and tribulations. I don't want the adversity. But at the end of the day, I recognize that they are necessary for me to become who I am meant to be. And for those milchamos, Hashem, I say, thank you. Wishing everyone a beautiful Yom Tov, a lichtige Chanukah.